rich woman, bringing down your higher feminine energy. Well, the first question is, of course, why do we need to bring down this higher feminine energy? Why is it not here yet? What has happened in this world that we lost contact with the higher feminine energy? Well, two things. The first is that we live in a world where the feminine and the masculine energy are separated. And this is very unnatural. We learn a boy that it's bad to be a girl. We learn a girl that's not good to be a boy. And so children start to suppress either the feminine or the masculine energy. And this has bad psychological consequences. A boy without a feminine energy, with a suppressed feminine energy, starts to feel alone and afraid. And therefore he wants to have power, control, wants to be important. The feminine energy tells a boy, you are part of the universe. Don't be afraid. You are important. There's a place for you. So he can go on because he feels safe on an adventure. Explore things. Discover things. Without this, he wants to stay in control. And because he has lost the ability to really connect from out his heart, he wants to control over other people, especially women. A girl without a masculine energy loses her power to follow her own course, to say I, and she wants to adapt, because that's what a good girl does. And then she starts to use her feminine energy to get a kind of control of or influence over other people. And so the lower feminine energy comes to existence. Now, of course, oh yes, and of course there is another thing. What we learn from religion is this is a false image that the higher masculine energy is a very powerful energy. When we think of the traditional old god, we see an old man with a beard sitting on a throne, and he is the man in power. Whenever you do something he don't like, you get punished, even thrown into hell. And even in New Age spirituality, all the so-called ascended masters, most of them at least, are men. And they are outsiders. On places out of reach for us. External guides. Now we have to break the first step to get in contact with the higher feminine energy is to allow the witch inside us, is to break radical with this image. The higher feminine energy is an energy that connects you with the source. The feminine energy is an energy of connection. And the higher feminine energy, the best way to imagine this energy is an inner godness, an inner goddess inside living you, reaching out to you and say, come to me. I connect you with the source. I make you feel safe in the universe. I make you feel one with everything. Hear my voice. And when you hear my voice, you follow your own road. We are always seeking our path in life. What should we do? What kind of choices should we make? But when you listen to your inner goddess, she tells you to be loyal to yourself. This is the path. Follow your road. And she is your own higher energy, your higher feminine energy. And when you feel her, when you hear her voice, you know that God, the universe, the source, it is all inside you. And this is what the higher feminine energy does. She keeps you connected. But then, this is only possible when you let go of the idea that you have to listen to voices, ascended masters, gods, or whatever, outside you. The higher feminine energy, your higher feminine energy, is an energy inside you. And when you listen, when you follow this energy, because you know this is my deepest voice, this is my wisdom, this is my connection with the light, then of course you take a path that people around you, even your family, often do not like, because it's different. And when you listen to this energy and speak it out, people start to find you strange. And if you are a woman, you are a bit like a witch. Because especially if you are a woman, you are expected to follow the traditional path. A man can astray a bit, do strange things, choose a different path, but it's a bit accepted for men to behave a bit odd. But for women, this is more difficult. She's easily condemned. But what I want to say, don't be afraid to do this. Trust your own higher feminine energy. And when you are a woman, you need your own masculine energy in order to express this higher feminine energy, because this higher feminine energy tells you, don't be afraid to be alone. Don't be afraid to follow your own path. You can do this. And by following this path, you radiate this higher energy. And this higher energy will attract the right people. Don't be afraid for loneliness, because the higher energy connects you with everything. And this is an important secret when you allow your higher feminine energy to be. and you start to listen to your own inner goddess. She connects you. When you are in touch with her, you never feel alone. It's not possible to feel alone when you are in connection with her. For she will show you that you are everywhere. When she is inside you, you see the light in every being. And this light is the light of oneness. And you will feel safe. Because you will only feel unsafe, afraid and alone, when she's not there. And she's not there, the reason is that you don't allow her inside you. Because you've learned in this world to suppress the higher energy. And at the end of the day, it was your decision to experience this. To experience this world so full of uncertainty and questions and loneliness. But it's now time to wake up. Allow this higher feminine energy inside you again. The goddess inside you is the way you have to follow. The path that connects you with the source, with oneness, with everything. And then you can finally be yourself. And thank you for listening. I am now going to offer you a little meditation.